welcome to We the People. An estimated 1 billion people now have a mobile phone connection in India. And how many cell phone towers do you think there are to make these phone connections possible? Somewhere between 4.5 to 5 lakh towers. On the one hand, mobile phone users are complaining, and don't we know it, about call drops almost on a minute-to-minute basis, making talking on a mobile phone an exasperating business, especially if you're on the move. On the other hand, there continue to be very, very real fears among users about a possible link between radiation and higher incidence of cancer. The government, for the moment, has taken the view that there is no empirical evidence to actually establish this link. But is the government looking the other way? Is the risk something that we need to address and debate much more honestly? Is it that the powerful telecom lobby is not allowing an honest debate on this issue? Or are those who are drawing a link that science has not yet established merely being alarmist and non-scientific? These are some of the questions we're here to ask on We the People today as we debate the contradictory response from the Indian citizenry, anger over call drops, and anger and fear also over a lack of transparent conversation over whether there is a link between transmission towers and mobile phone use on the one hand and cancer and other illnesses on the other. I would like to start with Rajan Matthews. You represent the Cellular Operators Association of India. And the last time I had you on the show many years ago, I asked you, if you lived in a house and there was a cell phone tower opposite you at a height, would you be scared?
Absolutely not. I, in fact, have a cell tower not too far away.
How far?
Probably half a kilometer away from where I am. I have.
That's not the same thing as looking out of your window and having a tower staring down.
So let me complete. Yeah. So Barka, the safest place is under the tower, right? I have my own sister who has two children who are 3 and 2 years old and has a cell tower sitting just as about far as you are from her house. And I live there and I go and visit her quite often, and they live there 24/7.
Yeah.
All right. And we've lived in places where we've had towers even closer, right? So I don't think the proximity of the tower is the issue. The question is really one of safety, right? We're saying, is it what is the safety norm that should be abided by? And we believe that the government of India has the fundamental responsibility of determining what that safety norm is for the citizens of this country. It is for the industry to comply.
And do you believe the safety norms are stringent enough?
Absolutely. It's more stringent than 93% of the places in the world that we live in.
Professor Girish Kumar, Rajan Matthews says more safe than 90% or 93% of the rest of the world. Why do you disagree?
No, first of all, I'll tell you. For example, USA has a higher norm than India. However, USA FCC guideline OET 56 permits allowing radiated power of up to 500 watt per channel, but that is only in the rural area or along the highways. In the urban area, power allowed is only 1 watt, and they have only 3 to 4 operators. So that means maximum 3 to 4 watt power is being transmitted.
Yeah.
Here in India, cellular operator, majority of the places transmit 20 watt of power, and there are tens of antennas.
Let me try to decode what you've just said. That even though other countries do have, it would seem, less stringent norms than India, that permissibility is only for vast open stretches, and it is not for densely populated urban areas. Is
absolutely
that what you're saying?
Absolutely 100% correct.
So
the argument is that you can't compare apples to oranges. You have to talk about the norms in urban populated areas to other urban populated areas.
So just put this in context, right? The government says that in the urban areas or anywhere else, it's 0.45 watts for 900 megahertz, right? And it's 0.9, less than 1 watt. A TV antenna puts out 2,000 watts. So you can look at the relative powers that has been put out. Dr. Girish talks about this power. It's like this. Your car can probably do 100 kilometers. You cannot do 100 kilometers in Chandni Chowk.
I can see Prakash Munshi wanting to come in already. He's come armed with his charts. Prakash Munshi, by the way, for our audience, is an activist.
I was present here in September 2012,
yes,
and I've been pressurizing you,
yes,
and I would like you to do a repeat show.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Yes.
Thank you very much, ma'am. In September 2012, the norms went down from 4,500, 9,000, 1,000 to 450, 900 and 1,000.
Yes.
But if you recollect right, R. Chandrasekhar, sitting here very next to me,
yes,
said 95% of the antennae were already below these norms, and we reduced the norms only because of apprehensions of citizens like you. Hmm. When I asked what were the actuals, so here are the actuals. If the actuals are below the norms, it is preposterous for the minister or the industry to say that because the norms went down, there are cauldrons.
Okay, Prakash, won't you tell me one thing? There is no one opinion. There's no unanimity. The World Health Organization in three previous reports has said no link. In 2014, and I have it here, they finally moved forward from that position and said that there would be a formal risk assessment classifying radio frequency field exposure as group 2B, which is possibly carcinogenic to humans, but they said it needed further investigation. Scientists are still studying
it. Established in 2011, they classified EMF radiation as group 2B, possibly carcinogenic.
But you know, possibly carcinogenic is 287 items, which also includes pickled vegetables and welding fuels.
Barka,
and
please
diesel.
Don't talk like my honorable friend.
Who? Which honorable friend?
The pickles,
I don't
know, are also there, Mr. Munshi. But how many bottles of pickles can you eat per day? But how many cups of coffee?
Yes, it's okay. Fair point. Fair point.
But it's not fair.
Let's not trivialize.
Compare this.
I agree. I'm being provocative because that's my job. So I'm asking you the counter question. But let's.
I have to respond.
But he said you're my friend, Barka. So I was trying to tell you.
Once again, hang on, Rajan. I want to bring in the doctors. The fact of the matter is that even ICMR, the Indian Council for Medical Research, recently said can't prove the link, but more studies needed. If more studies are needed, then how can we tell our consumers that this is perfectly safe? Let me start with you, Harsh Mahajan.
See, Barka, before we venture into this, we need to really understand what radiation we are talking about. Now, when we talk of cell phones themselves, you know, in 2014, there's a paper from France where they looked at four cities and they studied them longitudinally between 2004 and 2006, where they say that cell phone use, your own personal cell phone use, for those who are heavy users, they found that there was increased evidence of gliomas and meningiomas in the brain. And this is 2014.
Okay.
There are few other studies which do say, you know, cell phone use on the same side, where, you know, all of us tend to use it on one side more than on the other. So on the same side, ipsilateral side, chances of brain tumor are higher, and this is something which is published. Then so that is cell phone use, which is under your own control.
What about the towers?
Then as has been said already, there is no published or even unpublished literature available which says conclusively that yes, they do cause.
But it
cancer.
Doesn't say conclusively that it doesn't.
Absolutely
either.
Right. The fact is that this power that we are talking about, what is there at the antenna, it falls rapidly as you go away from the antenna and as you come down. In fact, thousands of times lower.
Yeah.
So what you're actually getting is much lower than what is there at the level of
the
antenna.
So you're saying cell phone use itself, overuse of cell phones can be potentially dangerous?
Yes, there are.
But
there
not
is no
the
literature.
Towers.
I am saying that there is no conclusive evidence currently available, and yet, I mean, I would be cautious as well, but then I cannot say that this is what is cause
and
effect.
So we don't know. The best we can say is we don't know. Dr. Manoj Sharma, do you agree?
No, I hardly agree with him because, first of all, you said that there is a disagreement, and I am the member of that EMR committee of Government of India,
yes.
Ministry of Health, and I wish Dr. Kameshwar Prasad was here, who has carried out a meta-analysis.
Yes.
And there is a very clear-cut distinction between two types of studies, the government-aided and the company-aided.
Okay.
And the government-aided, nobody has been talking about it. It's a Scandinavian country study, that is a Swedish study, Hardell study. It's a very famous study. 1.63 times more risk of developing cancer. It has come out. It's a very, very well carried out.
From what?
From mobile phones.
So I said that.
One second.
Why do you disagree with it?
Let me complete.
No, no. When you contradict.
No, please.
You know,
let me complete,
I said from
sir.
The cell phones.
Please, let me
sir,
complete.
You said that I said something absolutely wrong.
No. I am not telling you are wrong. I am not telling you are wrong. I am trying to tell you.
In fact, it says 2.5 times. Not 1.6.
There is established link between the long-term users, Moreover, there are many other factors which are associated with the carcinogenesis because of EMR. I just want to know with regards to mobile towers.
Yes.
If it is not a risk, then why we are seeing pico towers in developed countries? Why don't we not see towers in cities like Houston or anywhere in US? Why aren't they there?
They are not seen there. Let's bring in Bharat Bhargav into this debate. Alarmist or genuine apprehension?
I think it's alarmist.
Why?
One, the radiation is non-ionizing, which means that the energy that the photons carry cannot break the bonds and therefore have harmful effect on the human body. That's number one. Number two.
So you're saying this both for the towers and mobile phone
absolutely.
Use?
Both of them
so
are non-ionizing.
So if I sleep with
radiation.
My cell phone under my pillow like it's a tooth fairy is going to come, it's not going to hurt me. Because this is how we've become about our mobile phones. We sleep with them under our pillow.
See, you have choices. Anything in extreme, perhaps, I think the doctors are perhaps in the best position to say. The second question that, I think the second issue that you raised was about picocellular structure, for instance. Now, picocells, etc., the way the industry is moving, India is not very far from micro picocells. Because
these are
small, very small cells, unlike the macro cells that you see, towers, etc. Because much of the data consumption is happening indoors. So you will see those cells coming into India as well. I don't think it has to do with what you just said. It has to do with the usage pattern and therefore the development of these.
Rajan, do you want to come in on the layperson's question? When I go to New York, I don't see these towers. When I look out of my window in Mumbai, I do.
Barka, I worked in the telecom industry in the US for 25 years. I constructed towers in Houston, Dallas, Los Angeles, all of the most stringent places, right? And this is a complete fallacy.
No, where are the towers?
The towers are camouflaged. They're on the side of buildings. The reason you don't see it is in that in USA and other places, for backhaul purposes, you don't use microwave links. You use a fiber link. Therefore, because of the infrastructure that is prevalent in these countries, you have much more of a...
Does it make those safer? Does it make it safer?
Because it's the antenna that is the radiating device. So
let me bring in Dr. Geeta as an oncologist. The thing is this, science has to be very exact. It has to be empirical. Now, again and again, what we're hearing is no established link. Does no established link mean no link? Or does it mean that the honest answer is we don't know?
The honest answer is we don't know. Cancer does not happen for a reason. Unless you can prove that causation, you cannot draw a direct link. So similarly, there are a lot of carcinogens in the atmosphere which we do not know whether they actually cause cancer or not. And if you realize that, you could probably talk of something like pesticides. There is no regulation. That is the problem.
So when you have patients coming to you, you're an oncologist, somebody comes to you and says, you know, I think my tumor is because I live in the range of a mobile phone tower. Are you convinced as a doctor?
I don't think. Like I said, it will be an oversimplification of matters because at the moment we do not have evidence, direct evidence linking mobile towers to causation of cancer.
Prakash Munshi?
No proof of harm isn't proof of no harm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Secondly,
no proof of harm isn't proof
of no harm.
No harm. Okay. Okay.
Because they all want proof.
Yeah.
The onus of proof, according to the precautionary principle of the law of European Union, lies with the person who is taking action and not on my fellow citizens who
are victims. But what about Dr. Harsh Mahajan saying, or others have said, how often we use our mobile phone a day is up to us.
But we cannot control the 24/7 antenna who is coming on to me.
But he's saying the mobile phone is more harmful than, stuck to your ear is more harmful than that tower.
Gandhi and Komal mentioned increase in various kinds of health symptoms, that is headaches, blurred vision, skin and cardiovascular problems. It is not cancer alone, please.
That's right.
Let's not go to cancer straight away. Yeah. Cancer will come after 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. But
multitudes.
I have got dizziness, depression, nausea, memory loss, tinnitus, loss of appetite. I have done a personal interview with a famous ENT surgeon in Bombay. And he has given me real cases, not anecdotal evidences. Significant increase of headache was observed in female in comparison to male residing near the cell phone tower because the males are not there in the house. Second instance, these are all instances given by Indian Council of Medical Research.
No. Okay, hang on. Now you've made a long argument and I want to bring in Mr. Opalin. Mahesh, go ahead.
See, the way I look at it is the following, that a significant minority of people believe that there is a problem with mobile radiation. Yeah. However, this flies in the face of a very large number of very systematic studies from very, very credible institutions. Now, if that is the state of affairs, to simply presume based on anecdotal evidence that clearly
How do you respond to what Dr. Manoj Sharma said, that the findings of government-funded studies and corporate-funded studies are actually different, and if telecom players are funding studies, hang on Prakashji, I know what you're going to say. If telecom players themselves are funding studies, why should we believe their results?
What we really need to worry about is not the government versus corporate. The fact is a large number of the world's best universities, best academics have worked on this. And it is not my point that therefore we should not look into this, but to simply jump in
is alarmist.
And clearly, we have to agree to abide by some kind of norms about this. We have to agree that, look, there is a certain level of proof that we will look for before taking any kind of precipitous action.
Professor Girish Kumar, just like telecom industry is often accused of conflict of interest studies, you too have been accused of the same. You have been accused of your daughter running a business for radiation filter solutions, and that your business actually benefits from your scientific position that radiation is harmful.
Thank you very much. That's a very nice thing.
In fact, how is it a nice thing?
Yes.
Because his daughter is married and gone off to America, so the business
business is shut now. That's a new development. Okay. But all these years, Mr. Munshi,
yes,
you may be laughing about it now, but all these years you had a successful business based on this.
I want to bring that
fear.
Point. Right from 2009 onwards, I have been telling the government and the operator to reduce the transmitted power.
But you haven't answered my conflict of interest question.
See, I'm just coming to that.
Yeah.
And if they reduce the transmitted power, then nobody needs shielding solution. When my daughter started this company, and the reason she started, because people asked us to give solution till the norms are achieved.
Okay.
So in fact, I actually told my daughter, you are starting a company, be prepared to close the company the day radiation norms are reduced, nobody needs shielding solution.
Do you accept that the norms are stricter in India than in 90% of the world?
See, I'll tell you, that is again very camouflage thing. The question is, we can shield somebody's house, but you tell me, how do I shield a bird? WHO thing, I'll just tell you.
WHO is group 2B in 2014. Before that, three studies
11,
say...
11, ma'am, 11. Madam, no,
no, no, 2014 they classified it as group 2.
It was reaffirmed
in 2014. They said they've reviewed it. It was earlier and 2B was earlier, but 2014, it's a constant process of review. So, it's not a static event.
Class 2B was approved in... So WHO said that at most of the places, the radiation is 1/1,000 of cell phone. Okay, now coming, I'm actually trying to classify that.
Okay, you've lost me.
And that...
It's too technical.
You've lost me. So, I don't know what you've just said.
Okay, so what I'm
tell
saying...
Tell me in simple terms, are our norms more stringent than the rest of the world?
No, not at all. In fact, our norms are very, very high compared to so many countries.
Okay, and I will put that, one second. The point is, as scientists and doctors debate this, it is people you have to convince. I have Preeti here sitting next to me, and very interestingly, a few years ago, Preeti and her husband were on this show debating the same issue, and I'm just going to turn the lights down. Let's just play Preeti's story from a few years ago.
Yeah, we are living in Defense Colony, and we were absolutely normal citizens, which is now I don't move without this radiator machine. We sleep in the drawing room. We've got this horrible 3 or 4 towers right opposite our house.
I'm too scared to even test it.
We've got cancer on the left. We've got brain tumor on the right. We've got a Nehru hospital.
And then we are told that no, nothing has been proven. Do we all have to die before we prove something?
Exactly.
Now this man sitting next to Preeti is a husband who said, do we have to die before we prove anything? And since then, he died.
He died. Yeah. He got a brain tumor. It was detected just a few days after the interview.
It was detected after he came and said this?
Yeah. Yeah.
But no previous history of the tumor or cancer?
We don't know, but we were fighting. He was fighting for the towers. And we had about 5 towers opposite us, which are really high in radiation. Now they've been removed, and funny enough, the same meter is green.
But it's too late to remove it now.
I know it's too late. What has happened has happened. Mm. But we were all finding our health was going.
And for you, this must be especially difficult because, I mean, I'm chilled by hearing him say in that last moment that do I have to die?
I know.
But not to take away from your pain, but to doctors who would say, "We horrible that you lost your husband. How do you know it was the TARS?"
Can't be anything else. He was a very fit man. He never got ill. But we had, there were about 5 or 6 towers opposite us and for about 12 years. So you can imagine the radiation that came in very near. It wasn't.
And it was obviously a very rapid kind of
brain tumor. No, lymphoma. We discovered he kept falling off asleep, and it was a very painful 2 years.
And you,
I don't wish that on any citizen.
Brain lymphomas.
If they have a choice, they shouldn't be near a tower.
Brain lymphomas are quite different than gliomas and meningiomas and acoustic neuromas, which are caused because of this. But Barkha, I just wanted to tell you.
No, but once again, I want to ask you, what do you say to her? How are you going to convince Preeti, whose husband came here 4 years ago, same show as Rajan Matthews, said, do I have to die to be taken seriously? Then develops a tumor and dies. Now, are you going to call that coincidence?
I'm also an oncological researcher, and I want to tell you something very important.
Yes.
Are you waiting? There is still time not lost. And during the meetings in this committee, we decided that we will try to find out the maximum mobile users from the mobile companies.
Yes.
And try to carry out a study on their behavior, their health, and that will not only include cancers, but it will also include other psychological disorders.
So you're saying we need a much bigger study and time is not
lost. We have to start.
Preeti, I want to ask you something.
He wasn't a much phone user.
I was just going to ask
he
you.
He wasn't. He's very disciplined. He used to fight with us if we use the phone. He was one of those who used to put the phone away at night. It was, but his bed where he slept was just opposite the towers. His bed was this side, mine was this side, and the towers were there.
And how?
And he was hit by 24/7, and he used to work from there on his room was there. So he, when he went out, it wasn't that much, it was more at home. So he was all the time hit by towers.
And has this changed your attitude to mobile phone use, for example?
Absolutely, we're very scared. I'm more on the landline now. I'm paranoid about
Harsh
Varka, I would say, you know, this was a lymphoma. I just realized when I met her here that we had diagnosed him with that. So this is a lymphoma. Lymphomas are not known to be caused by cell phone use. Those are more gliomas, meningiomas, acoustic neuromas.
You're saying when Preeti believes there's a link between the tower and her husband's death, you don't accept that?
I mean, I would have to differ.
Preeti? But Dr. Imagine there were 2-3 other people in the same line who got it.
All three of them did not get it.
Two had the same lymphoma.
No, you see, the cancer is a very broad unusual term. No, you
have now to the question is, for the telecom industry, the question is, how do you convince Preeti? How do you convince Preeti? Geeta, I'll bring you in and then I want to go back to Bharat and Mahesh Opal and Rajan Matthews. Yeah.
No, I'm sure, you know, when you have a cancer, you would like to know the cause. And because, you know, you lived across the mobile tower, you would want to think that was the cause.
No, the thing is, if you don't know, if there was a mobile tower, you're a doctor, if there was a mobile tower in front of your house, what would you do? Would you lobby to have it removed? Would you say it's not harmful, so it's okay?
So long as we don't know, there will always be this need to, you know, get out of the way.
Okay.
There would be a need.
Bharat and then Prakash Munshi. Yeah, Bharat.
So I think 2 or 3 things. One is the norms themselves. Those are extremely stringent. Number 2, when the TARS are set up, RTT, rooftop TARS, GBTs, there is again a very stringent process of setting up those TARS, how high they have to be, what location they have to be, line of sight issues, are they houses opposite.
Yeah.
3 is there has to be self-certification by the operators.
Yeah.
4th is TermCell comes and checks, and there are penalties and sites can be shut down. 4th is if you have an issue, you call and the TermCell will come and check. There is a lot that goes on, and I think it will be a pity to sort of say that operators
See, we also don't know if these operators, if the people are following the norms.
Absolutely.
One of the things we haven't discussed is there may be norms, but are those norms
being
followed?
They are following the norms. Because there is
norms are not being followed. Sergeant Matthews?
Two things.
Barkha, that is an absolutely egregious statement to say that they're not being followed.
No, I'm asking, are norms being followed?
Absolutely. I will tell you, you please ask the government that tests it, right? They do it without warning at any time of the day, right? They have been tested in every state in this country, and not once in the last, from the time the new norms have come in, has one tower found to be violative of the norms.
Don't give me all that, because this is with regards to drugs also.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
With regards to your microwave. The fellow gets tipped off, the criminal gets tipped off and he runs
away. But Dr. Sharma, when we can cook our food in microwave ovens without pausing to wonder what the side effects are, we use our phones from morning to night. Hamari apni responsibility bhi to kuch hai.
इसीलिए इन विदेशों में if you open a website, you will find do's and don'ts. Don't allow children to use because they have got a thin skull. Yeah. Always use a landline.
Correct.
And so many, you will open the website, you will see lot of warnings and education. Are we educating? Are these people educating people as to how much they should use? The education is walk and talk. Walk and talk. That's the way they are promoting.
That's absolutely not true.
Okay, Bharat, we'll allow Bharat and Mahesh to come in. And you know, you have to acknowledge that rightly or wrongly, you are going against the grain of popular perception. And telecom players will have to tackle that perception at some point. Bharat,
that's
go ahead.
Not true at all. If you look at the documentation from DOT, from TRAI, etc., there are forums that have been created so that there is awareness. And they say that there is no reason to be concerned. People need to be educated on this.
Okay,
I would like to
Prakash Munshi, one second.
If but DOT advertises half page advertisements in September 2012 mentioning very clearly, if you have a choice, please use a landline.
Do you do that yourself?
I call transfer to a landline.
Okay, one question to the audience. 1 minute. How many of you use your cell phone more than 10 hours a day?
Oh my God.
10 hours a day. More than 10 hours a day. And you're raising your hand. Have you ever worried about the health risks?
No.
You've never worried?
Not at all.
Okay, and now are you worried?
A bit? Yes.
Thank you. I mean,
after coming to this discussion, I think that I, as a common man, should be more aware about.
Exactly.
I mean, we are not vigilant. I don't know about the harm effects of this. I mean, I know that cigarette is injurious to my health, but there are so many people who smoke. Similarly, people are not aware about the harm effects of radiations. Today, after coming to the discussion,
are you a bit worried or are you confused?
I am a bit worried.
You are a bit worried. Okay, now I have here Srinivas Sharma. Srinivas Sharma's son died and he has gone to court. Srinivas ji, aapke bete ke bare mein bataiye.
Mera naam Srinivas Sharma hai. Sharda Niketan Pitamkura.
Ji.
Jisme keval 240 ghar hain.
Ji.
Unme 3 tower lage hue hain. Aur mere ghar ke bilkul piche 12-13 foot ki duri par ek tower hai aur uske 10-12 foot par hi school hai. स्कूल की बाउंड्री खत्म होने के बाद फिर टावर है तो मैं हम लोग शुरू में तो ऐसा महसूस नहीं करते थे. मेरा लड़का बहुत तगड़ा था, बहुत तंदुरुस्त था और उसको जब कुछ दिन पहले ये बात उसकी मृत्यु हुई 24 अप्रैल 12 को हुई लेकिन फरवरी 11 से पहले वो खाना कुछ उसने बहुत कम कर दिया था. तो हम उससे कहे तो बहुत कमज़ोर हो रहा है. उन्होंने कहा नहीं एसिडिटी है ऐसा बोलता था. उसके गले में कैंसर पाया गया. वो ससुराल गया तो वहाँ खाना नहीं खाया. उन लोगों ने सोचा शायद दामाद नाराज़ हैं तो उन्होंने उनसे बहुत जोर दिया तो उसने कहा नहीं मेरे से खाया ही नहीं जाता. तो उसका साला डॉक्टर है वो सैले का मैदान पर गया और वहाँ गले का कैंसर पूर्ण नली में कैंसर पाया गया. बहुत कोशिश की लेकिन बच नहीं सके. मैंने फिर केस डाला है हाई कोर्ट में कि टावर हटने चाहिए बच्चों के लिए नुकसानदायक. हमारे यहाँ 3-4 मृत्यु उस टावर के आसपास कैंसर से हुई है।
और वो टावर अभी भी वही है?
अभी वही है।
और कोर्ट में आप क्या चाहते हैं?
हमने सिर्फ हटाने की प्रार्थना की है, कोई कंपेंसेशन नहीं मांगा।
क्या नाम था आपके बेटे का?
हेमंत शर्मा।
How old was he when he died?
45 था।
45, अच्छा। जी। और आप उन्हीं के नेबरहुड की हैं?
ये हमारे रेजिडेंट वेलफेयर एसोसिएशन के प्रेसिडेंट हैं, मुंगिया जी। इन्होंने
तो
बड़ी
मदद की। टावर्स के बारे में बोलिए।
टावर की हमने कोशिश की थी हटवाने की बहुत, लेकिन टावर जो उस बीच कॉलोनी के बीच में है, दैट इफेक्टिंग। जो तीन डेथ हमारी हुई है पड़ोस में ही हुई है, उसी टावर के नजदीक में। उन्होंने क्या किया, टावर की हाइट बढ़ा दी चुपचाप इधर। हमने बहुत कोशिश किया टावर को हटाने की, लेकिन हट नहीं पाया वो।
मैं आपसे पूछना चाहती हूँ कि यहाँ पे आप सुन रहे हैं, डॉक्टर्स कहते हैं कि हमें नहीं मालूम अभी कि ऐसा कोई रिश्ता है या नहीं टावर्स और कैंसर के बीच में। लगता है लोगों को जिनकी लॉस होती है, लेकिन अभी साइंस ने इसको प्रूव नहीं किया, तो आप उनसे क्या सवाल करना चाहते
हैं? नहीं, मेदांता में उन्होंने पूछा था कि ये कितनी बार सिगरेट पीता है। पीता था, लेकिन वो छुप के पीता था। इसका मतलब चेन स्मोकर नहीं था। उसके बाद वो एक भारत इंडस्ट्रीज में ऑफिसर बन गया था, वो शराब बनाने वाली कंपनी है, तो शराब भी पीने लगा था, लेकिन छुप के पीता था।
तो आपको लोग कहेंगे कि कैसे मालूम है आपको, उससे नहीं?
लेकिन वेदांता वालों ने जब ये तीनों बातें पता की, टावर देखा, तो उन्होंने कहा कि ये हो सकता है कैंसर से, कैंसर का कारण ये टावर रहा है।
You know, risk factors, one being tobacco and the other being alcohol.
Yeah.
It's a concoction which can give rise to cancer.
Yeah.
So to say that, you know, I'm not saying one of our panelists said that, you know, we have to look at this, the mobile towers also as a possible reason.
But we don't know enough.
But we should not run it down. But at the same time, we have to look at the other factors which may have caused
Dr.
cancer.
Sharma? Would you agree?
This is the symptomatology which he is describing is actually carcinogenic. Reflux esophagitis, the acid causes the continuous irritation.
And what is the cause of that cancer is what we don't
the
know.
The cause, yes, it's very well known. In people who are having reflux esophagitis, they have lower one-third and middle one-third of esophagus cancers. I see any number of them.
I mean what causes these cancers?
It's because of the chronic irritation that acid causes.
This is it the tower? Is it the tobacco?
Second correlation could be that because of the towers, as it has already been reported, that there's a lot of tension and anxiety and mental stress which
because
these towers are doing.
Hush.
Really, you can't
draw a connection.
And as Dr. Sharma has said, you know, it probably was reflux esophagitis, and with alcohol and tobacco playing their own role, that's what would possibly have caused it.
But one thing that strikes me, Rajan Matthews, I want to ask you this. The Rajasthan High Court had set norms that towers should not be near schools and hospitals. Now, I'm a bit confused. If these towers are safe, why should they not be near schools and hospitals?
So let me just give you this analogy, Barkha. Yeah. And this is what the government of India has done when it set the safety norms. If you're flying in an airplane and Mount Everest is 29,000 feet and they ask the pilot to fly at 39,000 feet, is there ever any risk that you're going to run into a mountain? Absolutely not. That's precisely what the government has done. They have taken the safety norm and put it so far, reduced it by 90% so that everybody is safe. Because when we asked the minister on this particular point, he said, listen, it is administratively very difficult to say where is a school, where is a hospital, because they're all mixed up, and to have multiple,
So you don't agree with the norms?
No, we're saying the norms have been set to take care of everybody. There is no need to set separate norms.
No, I agree there. I think when we try and take such ad hoc decisions relating to location of towers and schools and this thing, in fact, unwittingly, we increase the risk.
Why?
Because what happens is that you then, a school or a hospital is that much further, is further from a tower, which then would need to actually radiate much more power to reach them. In fact, the only way to control power is in fact to allow for low towers to be closer together.
Towers closer together?
In other words,
lower power.
What you want is The towers are nobody's not, we want more towers, but not for them to radiate too much power.
Nobody's monitoring the power today.
Absolutely.
We do it ourselves. We have a self-certification,
let me address that.
Okay, Bharat.
So self-certification is just the beginning. Then TermCell does random checks. These cell sites can be shut down. There are huge penalties.
Let me tell you, sir, today the norms are at 450 milliwatts for 900. For 2100 and above, it is 1000 milliwatts per square meter.
Our checks done.
You can add 1000, it is 1 watt per square meter.
Okay, that's
what the norm is for 2100 megahertz spectrum band, it is 1 watt per square meter.
The truth is most of us don't understand what you're debating. The truth is most people want to know, is it safe for me to have a tower in my neighborhood or is it not? And those are the terms on which we have to answer this question. We are lost in the megahertz and the radiation emissions. We are lost.
So the norm tells you what is good enough, what is safe, and we have the most stringent norms in the world.
So why are towers not allowed near schools and hospitals? If towers are safe, why are they not allowed near schools and hospitals?
Please, let me clarify.
You're not able to convince me. If towers are safe, why are hospitals and schools?
Rajan, let me answer that question, please. The Interministerial Committee recommended it and the DOT did not accept it. The government did not accept it. Rajasthan High Court said, look, towers are safe. All right, remove it. That's been appealed to the Supreme Court. The government does not support
okay,
that.
Now can we ask our panelists to hang on because there are lots of questions. Yes.
So just like you have a little remark in cigarette packets that this may and can cause cancer, I would like to ask that isn't it the responsibility of the government?
You want your mobile phone to say possibly like injurious?
Don't use me. Not at all.
Yes. Can I show it to her?
We have recommended that all manufacturers should put these warnings on their packets.
How often do you use your mobile phone?
I have it right now. I have it.
Do you take it to the loo?
No.
That's about the only place you don't take it?
I don't sleep with it. I don't take it to the loo.
So how many hours of consumption on your phone?
Rest the entire day. Like I'm out. I need to talk to my...
See, this is the point. Isn't this a contradiction? If your phone said injurious to health, would you use it less?
I would use it less.
Okay, so that's...
May I help you with that?
Okay. Mr. Mochi, are you carrying stickers? No, don't get up. Get up, your mic will come off. Please.
So my point was to spread awareness. Like I was coming here, I researched about it.
But before this, you didn't know?
I didn't know.
Okay. Let's take another question here.
There will always be technological advances and we'll get these items which give benefits to millions of people.
Yeah.
But before we decide, we have to then see what are the pros and the cons. If it's going to benefit millions of people and the impact or the harmful impact is going to be on just 0.1% or 5 or 10 people, then you have to figure out what are the restrictions we should have or should not have there.
Okay, but the point is that we people also complain about coal drops, and to which the industry will again and again say, but then we need more towers.
Yeah, I'm a little flummoxed here because we're complaining about towers and the radiations, but if you take away the towers, you take them down, then people are complaining about the call drops. And even if that's not there, then we're still talking and using our mobile phones, and that's more harmful.
You're saying we're just complaining about everything?
Yeah, we're just complaining about everything and not regulating ourselves. How is that the solution?
Okay, let's start taking a last comments here. Geeta, I'll start with you. What do we know and what do we not know?
I think it is pretty perceptional at the moment. And it is alarmist, and I would, I would think that, creating awareness is important, because to change that perception, you have to create awareness. I think the government agencies and others should take responsibility and create awareness and get the alarm out or try and prove the situation.
So my particular concern is my water is polluted, my vegetables are injected, my fruits are injected, my Maggie is not safe for consumption. Now you tell me...
And my air, don't forget the air.
My air is polluted, and now you tell me my phone can give me cancer, and then there are these towers which will cause cancer. Where do I go? Do I dig a hole under the... Oh, in fact, even the soil is polluted. What do I do? Is there a place for a person to breathe?
Yeah. it's a good question, and it shows, she may be She's actually not overstating it. This is how this is contaminated our environment has become, Bharat.
So I'll read out one sentence from, this is an office memo of the DOT in 2014. It says, "Ally undue apprehension in regard of possible health effects of EMF radiation caused due to misinformation being peddled by some sections of public." So possible anecdotal evidence, probable no evidence.
Okay.
Number one.
Yeah.
Correlation versus causation just doesn't make sense.
But the WHO classification of possible.
No, but they have not taken any opinion from Ministry of Health, which has formed a committee on this. Please,
who
mind
has
it.
Not taken opinion?
They have not taken opinion.
But
from
this
us.
Government itself has taken a position. The telecom minister has taken a position that there is no link.
No, but it is not in consultation with the Minister.
But then
of
the
Health.
Government is speaking in two voices.
No.
I have a question.
We have got evidence.
I have a question to the doctors, like someone have a heart diseases and someone have a pacemaker. So what would be the precautions he should be take?
Okay. Pacemaker, does pacemaker, Harsh?
Yeah. Of pacemaker course. can get affected if you are very near a tower, just as it can in a MRI system. I think if you're 10 or 20 feet away, I mean, this is just, I'm saying off the cuff, it won't cause harm.
Question?
So with the kind of thrust that the government has on Digital India, it's not going to happen without a greater penetration. As a citizen, I'm concerned to know what is the solution to it all. If the concerns are valid, is the government befooling us by, you know, continuously thrusting on Digital India?
Mahesh, do you want to take that question?
Well, there's absolutely no doubt that that Digital India cannot move forward unless we accept that we need digital technologies. And in our country, the vast majority, over 95% of us, depend on wireless. Okay, and if we do not, we are not sufficiently appreciative of the fact that we need to support wireless technologies, albeit safely, we will actually be hurting ourselves. And I think let's also not forget that there is close to 6 billion mobile users in the world.
Yeah.
And it's not an Indian problem alone. The world over, there is a huge amount of evidence to suggest that mobile radiation seems to be safe as of now. The majority of the...
No.
Now, let's just get this right.
Would you live near a tower?
No, just a minute. As I mentioned earlier...
I prefer staying away, man.
See, you that is the problem. Staying away. Nobody wants to stay away.
Say you would prefer staying away from a tower.
Absolutely.
And yet you say it's safe.
See, if we look at it, WHO says it's 2B, which means probable, not proven,
not probable,
nothing.
Possible.
Possible. Yeah, huh. Probable is worse.
Yeah, the second, yeah.
So, with that, you know, if given a choice, I would stay away. But if I don't have a choice...
I'm going to ask Preeti's question. Would you stay near one?
Sorry? Yeah, yeah.
Preeti's question.
I would, in the absence of any other...
choice. No, it's not a choice.
See, look, this is much too important a matter to be decided simply by public opinion.
Yeah,
We need serious, rigorous, technical decisions. And as of now, it is a minority of people who believe, and a minority of experts, a minority of technical people, who believe that there may be problems.
Okay, let's
should take
I
it seriously.
I have two minutes left on the show, complete your point. Yes.
I'm not even remotely suggesting that the minority be ignored.
Yes.
But let us accept that it is a minority and accept that we
need to... All these sales have the towers, but have to be safe. Follow the norms. And have safe towers, because we can't do without the phones in any case.
Okay.
Go through the formality of keeping it safe.
I think all of us here do know, in fact, that these radiations that are being emitted by these towers are, in fact, harmful to us. Let's not be oblivious to that fact. I'm not saying they cause cancer per se, like I have no right to say that, but it has been scientifically proven that these electromagnetic radiations do, in fact, have...
Do you use a microwave oven?
I do. But
so do you pause to consider about that radiation?
Not really. I'm
but
not saying it's not harmful.
There's a shield in a microwave oven.
I have heard thrice on this discussion till now that, you know, if you're under the tower, it's less dangerous. Now, what do you mean by less dangerous? That obviously means you're implying that it is, in fact, dangerous when you're not under the tower.
As a young man, I want to tell you about the Hungarian study.
Okay, I have
the spouse are affected.
I have 30 seconds for all of you to make concluding remarks. Before that, I'll take a last question here.
My question is to Dr. Girish. Sir, ultimately, we as a society need to progress. We need far greater tele density, and mobile phones have become instruments of things like banking in rural areas. How do you correspond to that paradox? If you reduce the radiations, then ultimately there are going to be call drops and network congestions at one point in time.
Absolutely, I'll tell you. We have already given a solution that you install low power transmitter. Maximum power transmitter should be 1 or 2 watt so that everything remains safe. And this is what is done in most of the Western world. It actually costs more money. And just to save that money, cellular operators are not installing more low power transmitter.
Last question here.
We have the concept of corporate social responsibility. Why not the telecom company set aside a portion of the things for an independent research from ICMR or other bodies?
It will never be considered independent if it's financed.
No, it's financed, but with no conflicts of interest arising thereon.
Okay, Rajan Matthews, last comments.
The three branches of government have all opined that this safety norms are safe. The executive, all right, which is the DOT, in okay. Parliament.
Judiciary, right. Judiciary still has a pending
case. No, that is before the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Four major courts have all apart. The Gujarat High Court, the Kerala High Court, the Madras High Court, and a committee of the
Allahabad
High Court.
But the Rajasthan High Court set norms.
No.
West Bengal government also said
no. Let me finish. They said it is safe, all right? And it's now on only those three areas, and that's been appealed to the Supreme Court. I'm saying it's the government's responsibility. They have set the safety norms.
Okay,
where's the Ministry of Health?
Okay, 30 seconds. Just hang on. We will go to Prakash Munshi, 30 seconds.
Read the Parliamentary Standing Committee report, which says very clearly, 5 countries in the world are having 100 milliwatts. This is for those people who are saying 450 is safe. Second point, cell phone biological studies. Industry funded, 71% no effect. Non-industry funded, 69%
yes.
effect.
Dr. Sharma made the point of the differences.
31% effect.
Okay, Mahesh, last 30 seconds. ICMR, Mahesh.
Each one of these studies, eventually we need to explore more carefully. These are all studies and results which are widely contested.
Yeah. Sir, we can't just okay.
Wait, 1 minute.
Young men here, sperms of Hungarians. That what? Study, epididymal sperm, has shown genotoxic effect. And there is a lowering of sperm. That is not a problem for India.
Okay,
that is population control.
I have to end.
Two mobile phones.
Okay. This is a new theory now. Okay, 1 minute. Bharat, 30 seconds.
So, norms
population control through mobile phones is a horrible, horrible thought. But anyway,
in Hungary.
So, norms are based on there's a scientific basis for the norms.
Yeah.
The prescribed norms are safe. Our norms are more stringent than most parts of the world. Fourth, norms are being prescribed to.
Okay, Geeta.
I think we have a great opportunity. Population is not an issue with us. So why can't we do a randomized study in our country and prove it or disprove it
one way or the other.
Once and for all.
Last word, got it.
I'll say by living on Mother Earth, we get 3 millisieverts of radiation
every day.
Every year. Mm-hmm. When I fly from Delhi to New York and fly back, I get 3 millisieverts of radiation. There are microwave ovens, there are these towers, my cell phone in my pocket.
Yeah. Next.
The choice is ours. Let's try consciously to reduce the radiation exposure as much as is humanly possible.
But do you believe we need a deeper study, a wider study?
Absolutely. And also let's follow what is the ALARA principle as low as is reasonably achievable. It lies with us.
Okay, I have to end there. Mr. Munshi, I have to end. I will say that what somebody said that this cannot be decided on the basis of public opinion alone. I think it was you, Mahesh, and that is right because public opinion may not know enough. But I will give the last word to Preeti, whose husband has died. What would you like to see the government and the telecom industry do?
Definitely a deeper study and make sure that they're safe. They put, I would think, make them 300 feet up and so that the radiation doesn't come down on
top. And I think the most we can agree on perhaps is there are many questions and we need somebody who will come and answer our questions. That's it on We the People. Thank you very much. Try and use your cell phone a little less than you do.
Be smart.
Thank you very much.